This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. 1974, 40 years ago. I gave the Veterans Day speech in that year at my senior class celebration at East Grand Rapids High School in Michigan. I maneuvered my way into giving the speech, making a deal with the class president, who was happy to let me solve a severe public speaking anxiety. The whole school would be in attendance, while I could do something that would look good on my college application that needed a few more good deeds. As November 11th approached, my principal was so impressed with what I had written that he made sure my mother took a day off from work to come hear it. I long ago forgot what I said. But the other night, my mother called me in my hotel room here in Seattle. She's in her 80s, not in the best of health. And in her soft voice, she asked if I had a copy of that high school speech because she wanted to read it for the Veterans Day ceremony at the Assisted Living Center where she lives with my father. He recently had a stroke. He had a dashing uniform in the old days from when he was in the reserves, but he saw no combat, unlike the reserves in this century who saw heavy combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. "Mom," I said, "what a different time that was." All I can remember is saying something about how the soldier who feels fear on some battlefield is connected to all of the other soldiers in all of the other wars and can feel the fear of the soldiers yet to be born, I think. It was some simple thing, written to impress the principal and guidance counselor, trying to say something important about something I knew nothing about, but because of the recently ended Vietnam War draft, I had thought a lot about. And I was against that war.
The United States has resumed full-scale bombing of North Vietnam.
It seems now more certain than ever that the bloody experience of Vietnam is to end in a stalemate.
We are Vietnamizing the search for peace.
And peace comes not through strength alone, but through wisdom.
"Oh, well," she said on the phone to me, "it was so long ago. I can still see you standing straight up there in front of that auditorium. I just thought you might have a copy." "No way," I said. "Sorry." And then she asked me in that quiet voice, "What would you say if you gave that speech today?" There was a long pause. I guess we were sharing an unexpected silent sob together. "Well, listen, honey," she said, her voice stronger now. "Why don't you think about that and write me something I can read at our little ceremony? I'm sure it will be fine." I was not sure. I am not sure. In the divided America, who could speak for these veterans? Who knows their wounds that Hollywood movies make look so real? Are all Veterans Days from now on going to be about this divide between those who know and the rest of us? I would, of course, have to speak of Vietnam and the casualty numbers on that memorial wall with the names in stone that didn't exist back in 1974. I would speak of the other wars, unexpected, then expected, now seemingly without end. I would perhaps speak of a young Marine Lance Corporal Cade Hinkhouse who lost half his brain, a leg, and most of an arm in Ramadi, Iraq, in 2005.
We were driving and through Ramadi and heard that there was IEDs, possible IEDs, stacked out in that location. So we deviated from the road and took a back route. They detonated the first two, and I was ejected out, and the Marine who was sitting next to me actually was on my right side where my wife is sitting, and he died instantly.
I was there reporting at 29 Palms Marine Base when he met his unit that came home from Iraq the next year. He walked with a cane, had difficulty speaking, beginning a lifetime of disability. I couldn't fathom what he had been through until I saw the sheer amazement in his buddy's eyes when they saw that he was still alive. "Looking good, Cade," they said. He lives with his wife in Colorado today. What would I say today in a Veterans Day speech? I would need to say something simple. How the soldier feeling fear on some battlefield is connected to all the other soldiers in all of the other wars. But I would need to add that I pray that they might someday feel a connection to all of us. I would have to say that there should be no lonely death in a forgotten war, because either we all would be there or none of us would have to be. It's the best I can do, Mom. Good luck tonight.